Scripture reading for this morning is Psalm 90. Psalm 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Here ends the reading of God's word.
Congregation, three things have not changed since last night, what we have seen in Psalm 90. First place, who the Lord is, the eternal one, the everlasting one, the Adonai, who rules and reigns, the living one, also in 2010. Also, what has not changed, who we are. Made of dust, and we'll return to dust. A fleeting, a brief life. Sinners in need of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. A heart. A life that is directed to Him. Also in 2010. And what also then remains for this new year. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Lord is our prayer for this new day. Continue to be for us a place of refuge, a hiding place, a shelter for those things we will face also in this new year. And therefore Moses, the man of God, calls on the Lord, continues his prayer in verse 13. Return, O Lord. Return, O Lord, so that we may experience thy presence and thy favor. Is it our prayer for 2010? Lord, thy presence only can satisfy us. Lord, Thy favor shine upon us as a congregation once more. Congregation, how will we enter in 2010? The unknown future, maybe decisions that you face, ways that you do not know for your business, for your work, for our families, or when you travel through life alone. Uncertain times. What is our hope for 2010? What is our prayer for the year to come? And therefore I want to meditate with you with the help of the Lord on Psalm 90, the verses 13 to 17. The psalm that speaks our life before God. And Moses, having meditated upon God's everlastingness and the brevity of our life, comes in these verses, the verses 13 to 17, comes in this part of his prayer with three petitions. In the first place, verse 13a, for the Lord's return. Return, O Lord, how long? And in the second place, for the Lord's presence. We find it in verse 13b to 15. And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. And in the third place, he petitions for the Lord's favor. The verses 16 and 17. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. There's three petitions of Moses. Prayer. He calls on the Lord, for the Lord to return, for the Lord's presence, and for the Lord's favor. Return, O Lord, how long? Lord, so Moses prays. But congregation, he calls here not upon the Adonai, as in verse 1, the God who in his sovereignty rules and reigns. But here he calls on the Lord in verse 13, on the Yahweh, the God of the covenant, the faithful covenant-keeping God of Israel. Moses turns to him, looking back the year that was passed by, seeing the people of Israel, a people with iniquities and sin. We have read it in verse 8. A people in whom the Lord was often displeased. So you have read in verse 9 and 11, God's wrath and anger. And people as brief sojourners to the wilderness. And Moses had to see of this people amidst unfaithfulness to the Lord. And so he turns to the Lord, the faithful covenant God of his people. The congregation should also not we turn to the Lord when we begin this new year. Looking to ourselves in light of God's everlastingness and his holiness. And for Moses in the wilderness, it was his prayer, O Lord, the cry of his heart, Lord, return. Return, turn back to us. Turn to us. Answer us, O Lord. It's remarkable, eh? Because in verse 3, it was the Lord who warned, invited, called us to return to him. Return, ye children of men, return to me. But here in verse 13, It is Moses calls on the Lord to return. In particular, following verse 12, it can be understood, Lord, turn to us, be in our midst, to teach us to trust in thee. As it were, he expresses, we are such difficult students of life, so forgetful what the Lord teaches us in our life. Sometimes by adversities and sometimes by prosperity, but we are so forgetful to trust in the Lord and Him alone for all things, to apply our hearts unto wisdom. But Moses had learned, and we have to learn time and again, we cannot do anything except with the Lord. It is the Lord's doing, and therefore, also for this new year, do we turn to the Lord, the Yahweh, the I Am, that I Am, the unchangeable, faithful, covenant-keeping God? Is that the cry of our heart in this morning hour of this new year? O Lord, return to us, come unto us, be in our midst. As Moses also prayed, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. Is your prayer for this new year? If thy presence go not before us, as a congregation, carry us not up hence. Maybe you think it is undeserved. How would it be possible for one like me? But then I ask you, to whom else shall you go for this new year, 2010? To whom else shall you go in this new year? Oh, that it truly might be our prayer this morning for our congregation, for the families, and personally, return, return, oh Lord. How long, how long? And at times that it seems that his countenance is withdrawn from you. How long, O Lord? There are questions, biblical questions. How long, Lord? See, for example, Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Well, that can be. Maybe also in this new year, that you think the Lord has forgotten me. Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will it last till the Lord will return? O Lord, return. Is your prayer for 2010? Or can you enter? Can you continue in your life without the Lord's nearness, His presence? Oh, congregation, maybe in this year it will go very well for you. Family and financially and church, having the living preaching Sunday after Sunday, having a pastor in your midst, you can so get used to that. But can you miss the presence of the Lord to go before you? How long? For how long can you do it without Him? And it is very remarkable that even a rabbinic commentary notes here in particular, it is a longing for the coming of the Messiah. How long will it be when the Messiah returns? O congregation, must there then not be a longing for Christ? How long can you go on to enter into this new year without him? For Moses, it was in light of the wilderness journey, with many uncertainties, with many dangers, in the light of the brevity of lights, he could not do it without the Lord's presence for a moment. And therefore his fervent prayer, O Lord, return, how long? Return with thy presence. And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Now we may render also these texts with like, and relent concerning thy servants. Or comfort thyself over thy servants. Do not deal according to their sins. Those sins that give a separation, also in 2010. Never forget that. That it is our sins that make the separation between thee and the Lord. But Moses prays, but repent, relent. Comfort thyself to be in their presence. Only thy presence can gladden us. So we read in Psalm 21, for example, thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy presence. Of which Psalm 16 says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And that is expressed in those verses 14 and 15 of Psalm 19. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days, and make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, the years wherein we have seen evil. Such is the Lord's presence, mercy and loving kindness. That is what Moses petitions to the Lord. O Lord, satisfy us with thy mercy. It is that he prays, Lord, when we have thee, thy presence, we have everything, we have enough, we are satisfied. And so it was for the people in the wilderness. Every morning, early on, there was enough. They were satisfied with manna from heaven. Is then the Lord's hand shortened, that he cannot save in 2010? Neither his ears too heavy, that he cannot hear you? That it might be our prayer, our petition on this New Year's morning. O Lord, satisfy us early, early on in this new year with thy mercy, thy grace, as John Gill comments, means of grace, the God of all graces, Christ and his grace, communion with him early in the morning before we begin a new day. A new day maybe also in 2010 with its challenges, with its questions, maybe with cares and concerns. But congregation, what a difference it will be to experience early in the morning his presence, his loving kindness, his mercy that only can satisfy. Oh, then we can enter a new day. Then we can enter a new year, undeserved, but in his mercy. And that gives strength for the day. Such gives courage for the things that you face, that lifts up when you are bowed down. Early. We can also read it, young people, early in years, the morning of our life. And we have many children in our midst and young people. And children that you may, early on in life, may experience the love of the Lord, so that you love him all the days, also in 2010. Young people, that you may experience His mercy in this new year. Maybe the world also in 2010 will offer you and show you a lot of things. Offer you many things. But the Lord offers you everything. His mercy, His loving kindness, His grace. Does all those things in the world disappear as nothing in our eyes? Oh, young people, a drop of His love. His loving kindness gives such a joy unspeakable that you will never find in the world, also not in 2010. Not in the best business that you will build. Not in the best, maybe, financial statements that you will produce. Or the studies that you will pursue. And you may build your business and you may produce financially well off and study and work. There are talents of the Lord that He gives. But in itself, it will never satisfy. It will never be enough. But one drop of the Lord's love and loving kindness, it satisfies. Unspeakable. It is enough. His mercy and His presence. That alone will strengthen you and prepare you for the things that lies before us. Also in 2010. Maybe things of sorrow, maybe things of grief, maybe disappointments, maybe discouragements, maybe distress. But what did David say when he was in distress? Lord, let us fall now into the hands of the Lord, for His mercies are great. And therefore is it also your petition this morning, in the dawn of 2010, early in this new year. O Lord, faithful, covenant-keeping God, O satisfy us early with Thy mercy, so that we may rejoice. Only with His presence, with His mercy, and then alone is there a gladness, even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of disappointments. But it is a joy unspeakable and a peace that surpasses all understanding. Moses prays that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Now when that happens, when you may experience His presence and His mercy, undeserved, then sorrow and distress, they flee away for a moment, fades away. That is true joy and gladness. And Moses petitions that such might be all our days. Days of affliction, we may read it also, turn them equally in day of joy. And days in which we have seen evil, turn them in days of gladness. When we are afflicted, also in this coming year, troubled and distressed, but in Thy presence, Thy mercy, it only can lift us up above all the circumstances of life. And Job spoke of it, eh? Job, in deep misery. That it also might be for our comfort in 2010. Job spoke, He delivers the poor in His affliction. And the psalmist of 107 could say, for our encouragement, He causes them to wander in the wilderness when there is no way. Yet, and that testifies of God's mercy, yet He sets the poor on high from affliction. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. Return, O Lord, with Thy presence. Thy mercy unto us as a congregation, as families and personally. And finally, the man of God, Moses, closes his prayer with a petition for the Lord's favor. Our third main thought. In this petition, Moses, the Lord shows her in this psalm how his favor is experienced. It is experienced in his work. It is experienced in his glory, the beauty of the Lord, of which the psalmist speaks. And it speaks also his confirmation of our work. We see this in the text verse. Verse 16, let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto the children. Verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And let thou establish, confirm the work of our hands. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. We also may render these words, these petitions for the Lord's favor, asking, may thy work be visible unto thy servant. May the beauty, and beauty means thy favor, delight, pleasantness of the Lord our God be upon us. And may he establish, confirm our handiwork for us, the works of our hands, may he establish it. And congregation, do you note that Moses begins with God's work before our work, thy work in verse 16. Before he speaks in verse 17 about the works of our hands. And Moses asked here, Lord, may thy work here in the wilderness, through his word so many times spoken, through his providence, ways they did not know, paths they had not gone before, that God's work, that it may appear, be visible unto his servants. Thy work, Moses prays. That is first of all. And what is then thy work? And even the Jewish commentators, they remark, that points to the great work of redemption by the Messiah. That first congregation. That first. Also in 2009. It's for a congregation, this prayer, this pleading with the Lord, this petition. O Lord, in 2009, may thy work of salvation appear, be visible in the midst of us. Make it visible to thy servants, not only here, but through this world. May that work of salvation go forth in 2010, and may it be visible also to your pastor here in Providence Church. Not only that his servants may see the mysteries of faith and proclaim it in the midst of the congregation, but also that the work of your pastor is not in vain. That your prayer might be for your pastor. Lord, will bless his preaching, his pastor in the midst of the congregation. That is God's work. Make it visible in the midst of the church. God's work in calling sinners unto himself. O Lord, return, return to us. And that also in 2010, there will be among us. There will be among us for the first time that will turn to the Lord. That also in 2010, by renewal, there are among us turn, return to the Lord. That is God's work. God's work. God's work. And therefore, congregation, pray often for your pastor. That the Lord will use him. So that God's work, not his work, God's work may appear in the midst of you. Comes visible in word and deed, in a returning to the Lord time and time again. God's work. What is that? To take refuge in that dwelling place, that hiding place for time and for eternity. To abide with Him as a congregation, as parents, or when you have to go through life alone, under the shadow of the Almighty, also in 2010. To experience His favor will appear unto us undeserved. That your prayer might be Sunday after Sunday, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. And therefore, the psalmist, that it also might be our prayer, O Lord, let thy work appear unto thy servant and to the glory unto their children. Do you see Moses standing for a moment? Maybe at the plains of Moab. And he sees the people of Israel before him, mostly young people, the next generation. And what does he ask of the Lord? Lord, that thy glory, thy majesty, thy grace, grant that it will also appear upon our children, the children in our family, the children that the Lord has entrusted to us in our families, in school, in other places. Lord, covenant-keeping God, who has promised unto Abram that thou wilt establish thy covenant with thy seed after thee. Is such the prayer of the congregation, the prayer for our children and grandchildren, children here present or living elsewhere. Our children need this so much. A pleading with the Lord for this new year. O Lord, remember in mercy what thou hast promised in thy word, to be a God unto his seed after thee. O that thy glory may be upon our children. Parents, is that your prayer for this new year, Lord? That thy glory, that thou will shine upon my child that is here, that lives far away, that is maybe so difficult to reach with my words. But thy word, that it might shine upon my child, my children. Thy glory unto my children. Not glory in us, parents, but that our hope, our only hope for our children is the glory of the Lord that will shine upon our children. That is His work. His beauty, says the psalmist, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. That was Moses' prayer and petition. Of such, the psalmist in 27 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. What is then your desire? What do you seek after then, in 2010? Is it to behold, to see the beauty of the Lord, our God? That is His favor. God's word testify of that favor. I will mention some of it. Isaiah says it, to proclaim the acceptable, that is, that favorable year, that year of favor of the Lord, to proclaim. It will be something for 2010. To comfort all that mourn. To give unto them beauty for ashes. The oil for joy for mourning. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And therefore the psalmist wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. To see the beauty, the favor of the Lord. Is it therefore you come to church also in 2010 with all that can press you down? Maybe with all kinds of worries. Maybe with questions and puzzles in your life. But to come to see the beauty, the favor of the Lord. And to experience comfort for sorrow. Praise for the spirit of heaviness. And to hear that the Lord raises up, that I bow down. Maybe of burden sometimes, heavy to bear, also in this new year. And that you may hear that the Lord opens the eyes of the blind, blind for the way forward. But that your prayer might be, O Lord Almighty, in mercy restore. Then we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. And finally, the Lord shows his favor in confirming, establishing our work. And let thou establish, confirm, the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. That such might be also for Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 2010. Lord, establish thou the works of our hands. The work at home, the work of teaching, of study, running a business or accounting, or the work of our hands. May he establish, confirm it. Everything that we will undertake in this new year, in dependence of him. That he establishes our work. That he directs all that we do. Not slothful and lazy, young people. And whatever your hand finds to do, says the scripture, do it with might, but with this prayer. Lord, this work that I undertake, will thou confirm it, establish it? Oh, congregation, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. And Moses prays petitions twice for it. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Twice in one sentence is this petition repeated. And congregation, it was so needed. All the work for Moses, for the people of Israel going into the land of Canaan, much to do. How could they do it? O Lord. Establish. Thou. It. Shall we not go so in this new year? With all the work that is before us. That work that the Lord will grant us also in this maybe uncertain year 2010. Lord will confirm it, will grant through our work that we may experience thy favor. Because congregation, when he establishes that work of our hands, it glorifies him, says Calvin. Maybe small work, insignificant work for the world, but with his favor, it glorifies him. work that maybe you have to do sometimes that is so discouraging maybe. Ask for faithfulness. Experience his favor. It glorifies him. Work in the church, in the midst of the congregation, brothers consistory. Maybe sometimes disappointed, discouraged. Ask for the favor of the Lord. It will glorify him. Lord, also in 2010, establish thou it. Grant us strength for the day, also in this new year. Grant us courage, so that you truly may say, the Lord is my helper. And therefore return, O Lord. Grant thy presence, grant thy favor, undeserved. But to whom else shall we go, so needed in this new year? Same Lord, of which Moses opens his prayer. Lord, thou hast been a dwelling place from generation to generation. O congregation, that it might be our prayer this morning. Lord, be our dwelling place in the year 2010. Be our help as in ages past. Be our shelter for the storms maybe that come. Be our guard while troubles last. Be our hope, our only hope for this year to come. Be our eternal home. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, so we may come at the close of this first church service of the new year, in which thou hast given us thy word. And Lord, will grant that this prayer of Moses, the man of God, that this prayer is known unto us personally for all that lies before us in this new year, that we may cling unto thee for all our needs. Lord, will remember the congregation in thy mercy, that they may experience undeserved but so needed thy favor. Be in their midst and make thy work visible in the midst of the congregation. Lord, will remember us the furtherance of this day. Grant us a good day also, family time, or that we may experience thy presence and thy leading. That we may meditate upon thy word, and that it may direct our hearts and life unto thee and thee alone. We ask these things in the forgiveness of our sins, in speaking and in listening, but for Christ's sake alone. Amen.